Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
You may have seen the headline yourself, Rouge Executioner, a Born-Again Christian. The Reuters news story began, the chief executioner of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge, who ordered thousands of people killed in the 1970s, is a born-again Christian ready to face justice. Khong Kek Lu, age 56, had admitted to being the infamous butcher of the Tuol Singh Detention Center in Phnom Penh, where between 1975 and 1979, 16,000 people were tortured and killed. Known as Dutch, this man was said to be directly responsible for the reign of terror in the killing fields of Cambodia. In 1979, Khong disappeared into the jungle after Vietnamese troops took Phnom Penh, and there he encountered God, so he says, saying he is very sorry for what took place, and that he is willing to face an international tribunal to pay for his wrongdoing. When the news service contacted former inmates asking their response, most expressed their hatred for him and said they never wanted to see his face again. When you hear that someone such as this man has become a born-again Christian, how do you respond? Chances are that if 10 of you expressed yourselves, most of you would be skeptical. Hiding behind religion, we say, or he's been converted like the devil getting religion. But then again, perhaps he is sincere and his conversion is genuine. Is there a limit to God's forgiveness? Saul was an accomplice to the murder of Stephen. David had the blood of Bathsheba's husband on his hands. Scores of men and women whose past lives are checkered and dark have repented of their sins and have sought and found God's forgiveness. If all men and women are sinners, and they are according to the Bible, is there a qualitative difference in sin that means God will forgive the person who takes one life, but not the one who has been responsible for the deaths of many people? Where is the line which says, too much, you're doomed? Now, here's another sticky question. Would you personally be comfortable seated in heaven next to this guy? The issue is not so much the question of whether or not God could forgive him, but should he forgive him? Frankly, if you were the husband or the wife of one of the men who died under his authority, would you forgive? Before you answer, you need to know that forgiveness doesn't mean you disallow the consequences of his wrongdoing, nor does Khong Kek Lu expect that. To the contrary, he believes that accepting the consequences is God's direction in accepting responsibility for what he did. So when you forgive, you don't say, oh, that's okay. Forgiveness in a biblical context means you give up your right to hurt someone because that person hurt you. Of course it is tough. Do you as a Christian have the responsibility to forgive? Two New Testament passages seem to confuse people on the issue. First, Jesus said, but if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins, Matthew 6:15. Pretty straightforward, unambiguous, no conditions attached. But what about Luke 17:3 that says, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him? Frankly, forgiving those who have hurt you is one of the most difficult things you will ever do. Forgiveness is a choice, a decision, not an emotion. It is an act of your will which you must extend to the one who has wronged you, or a decision to hold on to your bitterness.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.